Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
People of Earth, attention.
Calling Tau City, turn on your radio. I know we had some words last time, but that was so long ago. I got your message. It was a little harsh, you know. It's still a little hard for me to hear. Please take it slow.
Welcome to Starship Sofa, part of the District of Wonders network. Everyone has a story in the District of Wonders. Come and find yours.
I'm tuning in to your transmissions. I'm rooting, waiting to be found, and I'm building rockets. I'm pointing them to the moon.
This is the Starship Sofa. Everybody, welcome. Hello and welcome to Shore the Metaverse. I am your host, Tony C. Smith. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is fine and dandy. Well, I got to thinking, the last thing I put out like a little play about the kind of show and how to help the show along. Odd times I was thinking I might do an old school, back to the old school of when Starship's over, the first kind of 100 shows, when we just talked about different writers and different things. More like a little in-depth look. And I thought, oh, I could maybe do something like that now. But no, certainly we're not as in-depth. When myself and Kieran had the first kind of episodes, the amount of like paperwork we used to bring to the show was, you know, like research and all this was just scary. And what I want to do today is just more, almost like ad lib about the metaverse, what I think it's, you know, it just seems to be the buzzword now. You know, I don't know if many of you kind of know, I kind of fiddle around in cryptocurrency, and I've done that for a few years there now. And even, and I think this is where it's like it's born from, you know, like the financial side of things. This is, you know, there will be a currency there, and whatever currency, you know, who knows, it may be different currencies. But it's, I think it's more, for me, what I'm thinking of, you know, is more than just like a VR headset strapped to you, you know. That, yes, that's probably how most people get into it, you know. And but it's, at this moment, it's kind of more games and everything like that. But you know how quick technology moves off and moves, you know, just once something takes off, it's like a, you know, a forest fire, it's away. And we've had, you know, virtual reality worlds, you know, and all these like almost Lego Minecraft versions of it. But there's something coming. I mean, straight away there, you know, biggest company in the world probably, or one of the biggest, Facebook's, changes its name to Meta to get in line ready for this. And they want to take their interpretation of the metaverse and, you know, keep it, you know, not that I kind of like Facebook, but like, they'll be obviously, it'll be like a walled garden, and you'll go into that, their metaverse. And the way I'm kind of extrapolating it and kind of thinking about it for them, you know, and I've just, the one little bit of research I did, I watched last night. I watched Ready Player One. And this is the second time I've watched it. I watched it when it first came out. I read the book by Ernest Cline. Loved the book. Oh, man, the book was just... And I think it was more the nostalgia of the 80s. Do you know? But that book, when I read it, it was just... I mean, I'm not a fast reader, but that one was a quick one. Do you know what I mean? For me, it was certainly a quick one, you know, where this young lad, this weird... I forget his name, his surname... Living in this stack in Ohio in these kind of this like almost like wagon truck, you know, the kind of the hitch part of the truck. They're living in stacks of like these container wagons, and it's the real world's kind of almost not finished, but everything happens in this metaverse, this oasis, what they call it, and I'm sure. Getting back to like Facebook, they're just wanting something, you know, to because something's coming, do you know what I mean? And it's like it's getting closer and closer. And I know like Oculus Rift have got the, you know, that VR headset, and we'll have to use something like that to get into the metaverse. There might be many metaverses out there, you know. I think, like you say, I'm just talking about at the moment Facebook's, it'll be a walled garden. And whether you'll conduct business shopping or, you know, just a place for meeting friends and, you know, that side of things, more like a kind of a personal one-to-one with your friends in the Facebook environment, that might be the way it goes. And at the moment, it's kind of a strange, you know, kind of, it's a bit awkward, it's a bit, but I've tried a couple, you know, and I've actually been there, and it's a strange feeling, and it's just like, I'm not saying you kind of your ambitions are thrown out the window, but there's a certain, I don't know what it is, like it's a calming effect. You know what I mean? You do kind of get absorbed in the little worlds that are out there at the moment, and you interact with people, and you know you have your personas and everything like that. And for my little experience, I mean, we've got one of these. Well. It is an Oculus Rift, but it's an old one. It's not the kind of one of the fancy new ones. I've tried that, and when I first tried that, you know, and getting into this kind of virtual VR world, was I disappointed? I don't know. But the more and more we're talking about it, and more I kind of reading about it, I think that was kind of probably layer one. And it'll just be an open world, I'm guessing, you know, like, or a virtual world where everything's conducted in there. You're banking, you know, this is, I'm talking like the future, like the banking that, you know, you're kind of ordering, shopping, you can actually walk around a virtual, and we've talked about this, you know, this is the kind of, but it's not that far from it. And to the point now where, like I say, I mentioned, I dabble in a little bit of cryptocurrency there, and one of my main cryptocurrencies ecosystems is the Cardano network. Now on there, just, I don't know what it was, a couple of months ago, I noticed like there was a company starting up who are going to build on the Cardano network a metaverse, and it's Pavia, I think it's called. It's an Italian town. I forget Pavia. I think that's how you pronounce it. And you could buy land. And I bought this land, you know. And yes, it's like, it's not proper money, but it is proper money if you think about it. It's like cryptocurrency. I bought this land. And now I've got three chunks of land in this metaverse, which is getting built at the moment. And with cryptocurrency and the kind of at the moment classing them as an NFT. That's what I've bought, but it's a bit of land where I could probably host things. I could build a house there. People could come, you know, like a virtual house. I could sell stuff from these little bits of land. The price of this land has shot up, you know, and it's only in the last, say, 3 weeks that these little chunks of land that I don't know what I paid, maybe about, I'm going to, off the top of my head, probably about $40, $50 each one. And now on the secondary market, they're going for about $700. Do you know? These little bits are like... and it's a... You know what I mean? I'm 55, for God's sake, man. But I dreamed about this when I was a kid. Do you know what I mean? This is like going in the kind of those virtual worlds, like say what Ernest Cline did with Ready Player One. And the first time I watched, I mean, the book was just amazing. The imagination's always going to kind of just be way more, you know, than what film. But the second time I watched it, I got into it so much more. Do you know what I mean? I kind of went past the first initial bit of like the why I like the book of the 80s references. That's what got us in the first time. But the first sitting of this film, it's when we went into the virtual. It looked a little bit cartoonish. And I was a little bit, but now, you know, a little bit wise, a little bit read a little bit more, watched a little bit more, you know. Yes. Your avatar is your, and that was his avatar, and that was the world, and it was fascinating watching from going from like the virtual world into like the real world, and there's different clips in it where you can see people just with like a head mask on, like fighting, you know, or pole dancing, you know what I mean, and in the virtual world, you know, they're kind of probably doing all you can do, you know, you could be anything, anybody. There was, you know, people's avatars are dinosaurs, monsters, robots. You know, it's the world's your oyster, you know, the metaverse is your oyster. And I'm like I say, why I've started just to kind of talk about it now is I went from this actually, this Cardano. They hosted like a summit, like a 2021 summit, and they had a virtual world there where you could physically go into it. You didn't have to put goggles on; it was just on your computer screen. But then you could walk up to, you're on this kind of this giant turtle of land, a bit lean like a Terry Pratchett sort of thing. And there was different screens and different zones you would get transported to, and you could go and watch a talk, and it would have like a big field or a meadow, and at the top of the meadow hill, there would be like a cineplex screen. And there was all these little avatars standing up there, and the nearer you got to it, when you walked to it, you could hear the voice, you know what I mean? You could hear the voices getting louder and louder. And then once you got to a certain, you could hear the voice, and then the videos that were playing were like pre-recorded of like people talking about the network, how they want to kind of help Africa, how they want to improve the ecosystem. And it was, to be honest, that whole weekend, you know, like I was dipping in and out, you know, I'm going into the real world, into the garden, watching all the slugs and snails eat me cabbages and everything like that. But dipping back into this kind of metaverse world was, for me, like a calming thing, just to sit there in this kind of eerie, well, it was actually not eerie because it looked how they, the kind of the web developers had made it. It was like a beautiful little place to be, to be honest. And then you, the lectures and the talks that people were talking about, it was a nice, you know, to spend an hour in there was a very calm and relaxing thing. And just, that was just like one little, you know, company doing one little thing. But if someone like, say, Facebook or, you know, something else comes along that encompasses everything, you know, and you, like you say, we've all got our niches, what we like, gardening, you know what I mean? You can go into the thing to see this metaverse or a gardening metaverse and walk around gardens and just, you know, look at vegetables and look at, it's, yeah, we can do something like that now, but it's just going to be so natural soon, I think. It's like you say, it's not, you know, a coincidence that Facebook have changed the name to Meta. That in itself, just that one function of this Zuckerberg doing that is, like I say, I'm not going to support Facebook or anything like that. It's a bit of a kind of hideous beast of a thing with privacy, or it has been, you know what I mean? And it's just, I think it's too far gone down that road of kind of spoil itself, you know, for a lot of people to come back to it. But it's there, and it's a huge thing. And, you know, to take that company and to change the name to Meta with this whole slant towards like a virtual place, a meeting place, a friendly place to go and to see folks, you know, that in itself is proof it's coming. It's coming quicker than what you think. And, you know, everything like is going digital. You know what I mean? This is just the start of it. You know, I know I mentioned like cryptocurrency and NFTs, but it's, you know, it's getting now to like mass adoption. I don't know. I think it's, was it Visa? Have just paid real world money. It might have been like, say, 200,000 for an NFT of a monkey. You know what I mean? It's like companies, McDonald's, they're all getting into this thing. So it's just now snowballing quicker than what I thought, to be honest. And when I'm reading Vernor Vinge's book, Rainbow's End, because if I mentioned, I'm listening to that on audio. And I started that a few weeks ago. And it's like I say, it's I'm right in the middle of it now. And it's all in this virtual. Do you know what I mean? Everything's just, and it's all, there's hidden, you know, it's I don't want to kind of spoil it. I'm trying hard not to kind of tell you the idea about it, but there's two factions working there. There's a family called the Wu family, where there's the older Robert Wu has got dementia, but now, and he was a famous poet, like a huge famous poet, and now medicines can kind of eradicate.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The dementia, and he's come back, and he's a younger guy, and he's got the family, but now the family's all, and grandchildren are just using the metaverse so naturally, and he's got to try and catch up with it. And then on the other side, there's a faction of a group of people who want to bring about, like, I'm not saying like a destruction of the world, but certainly an orgasmic event, cataclysmic event caused by maybe opening up an email, you know, and it's like a knock on effect. A bit like, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. You know, I'm sure there was a film called The Ring. And if you looked at the television screen, there was a ring and like nightmare things start to happen. A bit like that. And Robert Wu's son is now kind of head of this like body organization that tries to stop metaverse terrorists, for want of a better. And that's the, you know, that's my best interpretation of it. And but it's just slathered in all the juicy stuff of, like, you know, slipping into the metaverse headsets, you know, wearables, all eyes, you know, feel and touch is there as well, haptic feel, haptic touch, and it's all there. And it's just, It's hard to describe. I didn't like the book when it first came out, but now, second, you know, and again, I mentioned this before, second reading, it's fantastic. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's awesome because it's, I'm wanting the metaverse now. I want it more than what I probably did, you know, 16 years ago when we kind of started this show. It's something that's, oh, it's this near future science fiction, which has got, it's got like a little, there's a little soft spot in there for me, you know what I mean? What I hold kind of deep for anything metaverse, you know what I mean? And there's some books I can remember reading them, but I can't even recall, because I know certain other books in the kind of metaverse, you had Neal Stephenson's Snow Crash. Now that, when I read that, I remember thinking, oh, man, do you know what I mean? And it's one of those books that kind of, I think, probably coined the term metaverse, do you know? But can I hell think about what it's, the kind of synopsis was? I know Tad Williams dabbled in that as well. You know, Tad Williams, the Dragonborn Chair fantasy writer, I know he kind of dabbled in it with a book called Otherland, if you were interested in kind of reading all that. But for me, Rainbow's End is just, I mean, you cannot see anything without kind of, I suppose, talking about William Gibson's Neuromancer as well. That's, you know, the cyberpunk, you know, and it's the whole thing kind of started from this book, you know, and a little bit later on from kind of William Gibson's, you know, they had the cyberpunk, then there's the cypherpunks that kind of, Satoshi Nakamoto, that's kind of invented the crypto coin, you know, so they're all kind of interlinked there. It's one of those things that, like I say, it took us, I don't know, what, 15 years to maybe do one of these like little talks, and this is something that's got us excited about it, you know what I mean? And again, it's like dipping into Rainbow's End, rewatching Ernest Cline. The literature and the fiction's out there for you to kind of go and look at. One, I tried because there was a film and I couldn't remember, and it took us ages to kind of hunt it down. And it had Pierce Brosnan in. Oh, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like, it was a metaverse film, and I tried to watch it. Oh, what was it? The Lawnmower Man. And I think it was that a Stephen King short story? And I got about, and try and hunt it down, you know, see if you can, if you don't have to pay for it, see if you can watch it free. Because I was, from distant memory and everything like that, I thought, that was a good one as well. And I got 5 minutes into it and I just couldn't watch it. It was just a terrible presented film, you know what I mean? It was just, yes, it was a great, you know, it's a good story, but it was just the technology of the film wasn't there at the time, you know what I mean? It was just, it was a poor substitute. The graphics were hideous. It had this, you know, this open scene had this monkey with a helmet on, and you were watching it walk around like a closed-in environment. And it just, but you followed it from the back of the monkey, the ape's head, which had like a virtual helmet on, and it just looked terrible. Do you know what I mean? It kind of just didn't work at all. For me, though, another one that I'm going to lump into the metaverse was Minority Report, you know, Philip K. Dick's novel and the film. Do you know what I mean? Both just stupendous, man. Just fantastic. And like Tom Cruise just, I think, just did this an amazing. And I think I've watched it, I don't know how many times, this film. I actually bought it on, I bought it a few times, to be honest, like the DVD. And like on the streaming service as well. But that, be, you know, like the whole setup, the whole like pre-cog and pre-crime, you know, dipping into this kind of virtual world, and they can find out, you know, who's going to kill or who's going to, you know, do hideous, heinous things in the future from these precogs. Just marvellous. Do you know what I mean? Just a, and I can say that the Philip K. I mean, Dick was writing this bloody in the 60s, man. Do you know what I mean? And it might even be earlier, to be honest, in the 50s. He was writing this stuff. So it's all there. Do you know what I mean? And then you have, and when it came out, I think, did it get slated Avatar? But that was, you know, when you think about it, Avatar was a film where, you know, they went into kind of this virtual, almost, you know, in these like little pods. And then the woke up as a, you know, one of those kind of Navari, am I on it? Like, I think, I'm sure that's what they were called, these giant alien creatures there. Second time I've read that, loved it. You know what I mean? Sorry, second time I watched it, I loved it. You know what I mean? It was just a great. I just wished, you know, is there another one coming? I'm not 100% sure if there was another one coming, but I thought that was another great film where, you know, that whole persona, like slotting into somewhere and jacking into somewhere and then being in another area, you know, and actually, when you think about it, they were not in another area. Yes, they were in another area, they were in another bloody planet, but they were like, their minds were like infused or it slotted in, jacked in to those creatures. It was the alien creatures. Just, I love that film in the end, you know what I mean? I've watched it a few times there now, and I think that's just an escapism film, you know what I mean? Has anybody watched, though, and I've only watched it once, the film Her? Where, oh, I forget what he, see, this is just, I'm just trying to top me head there. He falls in love with an operating system and I'm, oh, what, he played the Joker anyways. That I enjoyed that, you know what I mean? Because that was more like human interaction with a kind of a computer, you know, like a thinking, more than kind of, you know, more than a normal computer, should I say, like an operating system that could kind of think and talk back and interact as well. And that was a great film, to be honest. A really nice little film that kind of took you. And you know what I was saying when I went into this virtual Cardano world and was watching talks. It was those kind of, what's the, you know, like, happy, like a relaxed feeling, like a happy place to be. And this is, that film kind of takes that, you know, I think the guy's lost his wife and sets up this, you know, interacts with this operating system that's just a computer screen, but builds up this, like a loving relationship, you know, almost. And it is a kind of, it's a testament to how powerful kind of we are getting bonded with the kind of artificial intelligence, you know what I mean? We kind of, just now, everything in our house now is, you kind of turn the heating on without having to ask, you know, that certain lady on from Amazon. It's getting there, and I noticed just little, you know, that's what's funny as well. I sometimes hear, like, the father-in-law asking for, you know, that lady to do something, and he's always, like, polite. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a strange thing, this interaction with some program that's not real. Do you know what I mean? But if we could get into the kind of the metaverse, you know, what are you thinking? Are you the quicker the better? What do you think about Facebook? Do you know what I mean? Is that something that it's nice just to type on a screen and say hello to friends? Would you meet in with anybody? Would you go in with anybody and kind of in this virtual world and interact with them? Or would you go, you know, and try on clothes? You know, if your body's your body in the virtual world, you don't have to, like, physically go to the shop. Yes, well, obviously we've got the, but you can go to a metaverse shop, try on the clothes. Yes, that actually does look good on me. Yes, get it sent over. Instead of just buying it from Amazon, sending it straight back, it's a little bit tight. Let us know, honestly, because, like I say, it's all these kind of metaverse things seem to be coming at me at once, and I just thought, I'll stick it down on a little, you know, a ramble more than anything. What's your take on the metaverse? Is it coming soon? Is it just around the corner? Or are we still a long way off from it? Going back to this Pavia, where I've actually bought land, they're just building it out. But I know there is kind of metaverse places there now going. There's a one called Sandbox. There's a one, this is like on the Ethereum network. They're all going to be, I think, on this kind of built on a blockchain. That's the, you know, and I remember talking to a few people when I used to do interviews with folks about the blockchain, how like, well, it's secure. You know what I mean? There's no way of kind of tampering with it. Once something's on the blockchain, so that's where you could go into this virtual world that's built on the blockchain and do, you know, carry out important, you know, like say legal documents with someone or exchange documents for a house or, you know, cars or anything like that. You know, everything will be kind of on the virtual, will be built on the blockchain. And hopefully it'll be like a decentralized one where you're not in this walled meta Facebook garden that they control. You know, you want to be in a kind of one that's decentralized, so nothing, there's no outside influence, there's no governments trying to kind of suck the very cryptocurrency tax from your clammy digitized hands. Right then, look after yourselves, take good care.
Thank you for listening.
Time soon, can you reach me? Is my signal getting through? Turn on your radio, I wanna talk to you. This signal's going light speed. By the time I get my say, I might already be on to you and on my way, but you're so far from here. At best I'm moving slow, so I'm waiting on your call at home with nowhere to go. Can you reach me? Is my signal getting through? Turn on your radio, I wanna talk to you. I wanna talk to you. Myself on a radio wave, I might get to you someday. If books were rocket ships, I'd need only the will to fly. I'm still building word by word, and I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there. I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there. Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.